We got there just in time.
I'm glad we beat him there. I would have been very upset if we got there to shot up a snake.
I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
My wife and I are currently driving on the M7 off to Queensborough to just run some errands. And conveniently, we've just had a call from the Queensborough area for a black mamba in a birdcage. It's not the first time I've been called for a black mamba in a birdcage. They do like eating birds, especially the chicks. I guess it's pretty much easy pickings because the birds can't go anywhere. So we're going to have a look at what's happening. Hopefully it stays there. Usually they do. They can't really get out. They usually have a full tummy. Maybe I won't hope it has a full tummy so the owner hasn't lost birds, but I just hope it stays put.
Oh, it is a black mamba. Oh, nice.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for keeping eyes on it.
It's trying to get out.
I need to open this. Oh, he got the keys. Oh, he's got to wait for his dad. They don't have keys.
Stop.
Yeah.
Is it stuck?
Well, I think it's just resisting. I don't know about stuff. It can definitely come through if it wants to. Careful. Yes, it's decent size too.
Well,
gonna have to be careful.
I've got it. I just needed to secure it.
Something I can touch the other end.
It's not going to fit.
Oh, wait, it's not on the property.
So we'll look at that hole.
It can come through if it wants to. It just can't hang up.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there like a broom? Yes. Sorry, I just want to poke the other side of it to try and get it to come out. It is a few sides, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm getting it.
Is it coming?
Oh, I don't know. It's eating something, is it? I think it might have eaten a stick.
No, it's stuck. You're going to have to eat
one. I can't let go.
The dad might have attached these two and then let it go in the tank.
It's stuck. Now the scales are looking. Is it possible to clip? I just need to cut one bar. Should. A bird won't get out of that hole.
Okay.
He can safely take the birds out.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's stuck now. So if you can catch your birds,
then we'll climb inside the hole.
I might need to cut one bar. A bird shouldn't get out of a gap like that. Because that thing's stuck. Because it's definitely eating your chicks.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Okay, well, we need to cut something. Looks like it's eating something.
No, there's no chicks in there.
Because it can't get past this point.
How is that in check?
Oh, wait, hang on. If we could cut, I'd be very grateful. I've got the head.
You're just nervous to lose the
hair.
Yeah, you know, do that much.
I know. It's a black mamba, so hold on
for too much longer.
I don't know.
There must have been a bigger slot somewhere that came out.
Wait, it's coming.
Oh, wait.
It's out. Well, almost.
It's coming. Okay, good. It waited for you and then it came out.
I was shocked.
Okay. Really? Well, your son did the right thing.
Oh, well, now you know you can call me.
I've never had a mamba yet.
Huh? Well, I think it's... But obviously, maybe it's just like a rat. Or something.
Maybe there was a rat inside. It's not a baby, but it's... Yeah, a young adult.
Well, now I know you can call us. Because if you shoot, you go kill your birds with heart attacks. You know? Just call me.
So what do you know this finger?
Not from you, sis. Far from you. far from you. Well, as you heard, we got there just in time. Firstly, the snake was trying to get out, and I think it would have got a bit stuck even if we weren't there. But yeah, when we arrived, a front fifth or front quarter of the body, the head end, was coming out. And yeah, I grabbed it. I did think about it because I knew there was a possibility the body would get stuck. And then I thought maybe I should just kind of push it back in and then go inside to catch it. But then I was worried about it maybe going in and then killing the birds, or me opening the gates and the birds escaping, or the snake trying to get out somewhere else. So I thought, no, let me just grab it now. Initially, I was regretting that because it looked like it was getting stuck, but it turned out, it was difficult because the body did get stuck, but it all worked out in the end. The other reason I'm glad we got there when we did is because the caller's dad, as you heard, is not a fan of snakes, particularly in a snake cage. So he, as you heard, he said he would have shot it. So I'm glad we beat him there, because I would have been very upset if we got there to a shot up snake. You can judge for yourself if I've managed to convince him not to kill snakes in the future. I hope so. He just needs to call me. So it's hoping he doesn't kill them in the future. But I'm grateful to his son for calling. It's not the biggest mamba, maybe 2.1, 2.2 pushing it. And I'll be releasing it shortly. First mamba I've had in a long time. So yeah, I'm relieved, very relieved. Because that could have gone very badly. And all the birds were fine. No missing chicks, or the birds didn't have chicks. They've got eggs, and mambas don't eat eggs. And the adult birds were alive, so a happy ending at the end of it.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.